There was an article in the middle of November that was reporting that Darvon was being pulled by the FDA from the market. Now, apparently, this was a painkiller that had been on the market for 53 years, but 32 years of that
It was
has
in
been a
dispute.
contentious dispute among different proponents and opponents of that drug and the FDA. And the name of the class of drug that this is propoxyphen, and it is removed or has been ordered to be removed by the FDA because of serious heart attack risks. FDA has recommended that doctors switch their patients to other painkillers, notably extra strength Tylenol or acetaminophen. And
It's a very narrow margin of safety between the recommended dose of this and a harmful dose or a fatal overdose, according to the FDA.
well, I've heard of this, but I didn't realize it's an opiate with addictive qualities. And it was the 38th most prescribed generic drug in 2009. But Britain banned this in 2005, and the European Union followed in 2009. Which was really telling was that the reason for pulling this drug was the unusual number of deaths involving Darvocet and propoxyphene derivatives in Florida, where medical examiners do more toxicology work.
But I'm surprised that 32 years, this drug has been very, very common.
Well, apparently the last 6 years have been the most contentious.
Wow. In January 2009, an FDA advisory committee voted 14 to 12 to remove it from the market.
FDA.
FDA had been petitioned to ban the drug in 1978.
And again in 2006 by a group called the Health Research Group of Public Citizen. And Dr. Sidney Wolfe, who was the group's leader, said, "I would have praised them if they had done this 6 years ago, but it's hard to praise them when there have been 120 million more prescriptions filled since 2005 and conservatively 1,000 to 2,000 more deaths." Quote, "It's inexcusable."
Now, one of the studies the FDA released Friday showed potentially dangerous heart electrical changes in healthy people taking the drug. This is amazing.
Well, you have to wonder.
And I think there's, with any drug, there's certain risks that may go along with the drug, but this is clearly, as this is saying, according to Dr. John K. Jenkins, director of the Office of New Drugs for the FDA, in this case, the benefits no longer outweigh its serious heart risks.
Again, Dr. Wolf said that the FDA had allowed a series of dangerous products to remain on the market long after they were proved unsafe, most recently the diabetes drug Avandia. Of the new studies behind Friday's announcement, he said they purposely waited until they had not only a smoking gun, but an exploding gun. So clearly, Darvocet, Darvon, and other like drugs are no longer on the market.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.